Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
Summer is a season a lot of us look forward to, but it comes with its downfalls. According to a new report from the Natural Resources Defense Council, global warming will make some of the most common summer complaints even worse.
Brian Clark Howard joins us now. He's an editor and producer for NationalGeographic.com. His piece, Eight Summer Miseries Made Worse by Global Warming, from Poison Ivy to Allergies, can be found on the National Geographic website and on the Central Time Facebook page. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So when we talk about climate change, global warming, the first thing we want to know is how hot is it going to get in summer? What can you tell us about that big question?
Well, Veronica, it's scientists say that summers are going to get hotter and drier over the next 100 years. The temperatures could rise anywhere from about 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit all the way up to 11 degrees Fahrenheit on average. That's over the next 100 years. So we're definitely looking at hotter summers.
So when you're talking about, say, let's say in Wisconsin here, an 81-degree day, when you talk instead about, you know, something that's verging on 90, that seems to feel quite a bit different to us here. This is something we're going to notice.
Oh, absolutely. Even at the low end of that, Veronica, when I said 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit, that might not sound like a lot, but that's enough to make the difference between what today is in Wisconsin to what's in parts of Texas today. Because over the course of the year, a few degrees makes a big difference in averages.
How confident are scientists in that model?
Very confident. That is why there's a range. We don't know. Also, we don't know exactly what's going to be done in terms of reducing greenhouse gases. Scientists are more than 99% confident, though, that human activities are increasing the temperatures globally. And this is something that is over the course of, say, 100 years. That's why that's a good time to look at. We can't say with a lot of confidence what's going to happen 2 years from now necessarily, but we know the long-term trends very well with a high degree of confidence.
And another the things in summertime that, at least here in Wisconsin, we're not so jazzed about, mosquitoes. Mosquito season is never anyone's favorite, even though we love summer. What can we expect in terms of biting insects?
Well, unfortunately, biting insects can be a real problem. Not only are they pesky, but they can also spread a lot of serious diseases like West Nile, dengue fever. And scientists are telling us that they're going to spread further. Mosquitoes are now being found in more areas. They're pushing farther north. In fact, in 2012, Maine recorded its first ever human case of West Nile virus, and that's been attributed to the spread of mosquitoes. They like warmer weather. They also like more moisture. As certain parts of the country are getting drier, other parts are getting wetter, and mosquitoes can take advantage of that.
So are mosquitoes the primary insect we're talking about here, or are there other things we should be thinking about?
Well, ticks, most famous for carrying Lyme disease, are also spreading. There's also winter ticks, which previously had been killed off during the coldest times. They're now surviving a lot more, and so people are seeing ticks through much more parts of the year. So that gives more chance for disease.
Winter ticks. Okay, that's definitely bad news here. Well, we're talking about that. And also breathing, just the quality of the air is something, I gather, that can be affected. What sorts of changes are we seeing forecasted?
Well, absolutely. The warmer air tends to hold more pollution, and there tends to be more smog on hotter days. And in fact, summer typically has the worst air quality for over any period. And so what we're going to see are more smog-filled days, more air pollution. And not only is that an inconvenience, but it can be directly injurious to people's health. 27 million Americans now suffer from asthma, and asthma can be directly exacerbated by poor air quality.
So we're talking smog. What about things that are in the environment, like ragweed, pollen, that kind of thing?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned ragweed. A recent study found that ragweed actually is producing pollen for an additional month longer than it did just a few years ago because of global warming. So what we're expecting is that a lot more people, and right now it's 30 to 40 million Americans, have seasonal allergies. That's likely to go up over the next few decades because when it's warmer, plants have more time to grow. And also with more carbon dioxide directly in the air, plants use that and they grow faster. They grow bigger faster. So that means they can release more pollen.
So longer growing seasons and bigger plants just releasing more allergens is what you're describing.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, some people have said, well, you know, maybe it'll even out because our crop plants will grow bigger and faster. And that's what we're finding actually is that studies show the nutritional value of crop plants actually is going down with more carbon dioxide. So it's not like we're getting we're kind of getting the worst of both worlds in that sense.
And let's look at another aspect here now. As long as we're talking about plants, what about poison ivy, poison oak?
Well, poison ivy is one of those plants that definitely grows faster. And not only that, but some studies suggest it grows more toxic, the chemical in poison ivy, and also in chemical or in poison oak, gets more toxic, and that is going to cause more reaction. So
why would it get more toxic? Because it's warmer.
It has to do with the chemistry of the plant. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but some studies have suggested that it's the urushiol. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. The chemical that's in poison ivy and poison oak that makes people have the reaction, that actually gets stronger as according to some experiments when there's more carbon dioxide. Hmm.
So we could have poison ivy on steroids.
Yes, and they're also worried that the ranges will expand. Right now, there's no poison ivy in Alaska, Hawaii, or California. There is poison oak in California, but there's some worry that it could arrive there or at least expand the places where it grows in other states.
In terms of swimming, now that's, again, a big plus generally in summertime. Do we need to be concerned about, you know, the water that we're going to be in?
Yes. Well, as plants on the land can grow quicker, bigger, with more heat and especially more carbon dioxide, that's the same in the water. So in the water, of course, the plants are called algae. And so with more algae blooms, when you get too much of that, it can release toxins, and it can also use up too much oxygen, and that causes fish and other things to die, and that can release nasty stuff too. So either you're going to have less pleasant experiences because the beach might smell, or it might look kind of gross, you might have a lot of dead fish, or there might be releases directly of toxins that can either give you skin reactions, sort of like allergies, or in more serious cases can even lead to illness, especially if you're consuming seafood that comes from areas where they have an algal bloom. It could even be life-threatening.
Now, this is pretty grim stuff we're talking about. How soon can we expect to see some of these things become a reality, according to this report?
The report is looking at both 100 years and then also at mid-century, seeing a lot of significant things happening. Although they noticed that there's definitely evidence that things have already been happening. They point to eight of the nine hottest years on record since record keeping began have been just over the past few years. So a lot of things are changing now. There's a lot of places, especially that are seeing rising seas. Algae blooms have been a big issue already this summer. There's a lot of things that are happening already, and that will continue to happen just over the next few years. You won't see a huge increase in poison ivy tomorrow, say, but in the next few years it should start to be quite noticeable.
So if we're just looking at the continental United States, say, how does Wisconsin factor in, and how does the rest of the country, how will they be impacted?
Well, another report that came out this year said that the upper Midwest is actually highly susceptible to heat waves, and that some of the biggest increase in temperatures is likely to be in the Wisconsin and other parts of the upper Midwest. It has to do with the sort of macro-scale weather trends and where things are now versus where they're going. So there's going to be some significant changes there. And some people have said it'll be good in the short term for maybe having a few more growing days for crops there. But at the same time, you're also going to have more heat waves that could be dangerous. You're going to have other invasive species, in addition to poison ivy, which is native, but also invasive species coming in. So there's going to be a lot of disruption.
So it sounds like we here in the upper Midwest are on the front line.
Yes, in a lot of ways, certainly when it comes to heat waves. And I think, too, a lot of species that are coming, a lot of the invasives that are coming in.
Well, there's still a couple other things that you wrote about that I want to get to. And one of these is the effect on food and foodborne illness. What can you tell us about that?
Well, a lot of things grow bigger, faster, as we discussed, with heat. And food pathogens, especially bacteria, could be in that category as well, especially when it comes to Salmonella and Campylobacter, which are the two of the biggest foodborne illness causers. Already, summers show the highest number of cases of illness based on those two pathogens. And just sort of looking into the future, as summers get longer and hotter, we're going to be seeing more illnesses with those things. It's also sort of like, think of it as a buffet that is not set up properly and the food gets too warm. Mm. That's a breeding ground for these nasty pathogens. Well, when the whole world becomes more like a warm buffet, that's going to be more of a problem.
And that will require some adjustment in food safety as we go along, it sounds like. So a last thing that you cover here is national parks, because that's something people like to do, hop in the car and hit a national park. But you're saying there's some bummer news there, too. What are we expecting?
There is. And in fact, I've talked to a number of people who have told me they moved Glacier National Park on their bucket list sooner because they're afraid that within the next few years, certainly within our lifetimes, it's expected that most or all of the glaciers there will be melted. So that'll be a radically different visitor experience in that park. And that's the same for other parks that have ice features. But also for beaches, we just on NationalGeographic.com, we just did a big series about the Outer Banks in North Carolina, another popular vacation spot. We're already seeing rising seas and advanced erosion. And there's already people are losing their homes. There's infrastructure that's damaged. There's roads that are getting washed out. So it's going to be harder to visit there. So a lot of places are already seeing impacts. You have a lot of impacts, too, with invasive species that are able to come in, species compositions changing. Luckily, we're finding a study came out recently that said wild species are a little bit more adaptable to global warming than what scientists had previously thought. So it might not be all catastrophic. There's definitely going to be changes. It's going to be the parks are going to be different parks than the parks that our grandparents visited. So there's going to be some bad, as you suggest, but possibly some good as well. But it's certainly going to be different.
Well, Brian, it's not good news, but thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Brian Clark Howard, editor and producer for NationalGeographic.com. His piece, Eight Summer Miseries Made Worse by Global Warming, from Poison Ivy to Allergies, can be found on the National Geographic website and on the Central Time Facebook page.